above and see if other Shiva test for freshman age of Shimon Zion, November 17, 1986, and Monday.
Kodesh, only if title to the prayer is vested in the king. dort die Falten im Unterschied ist, Beste, die ist euer, denn there is no Gdusha there. Then the Gdusha of the prayer should be part. That's what Rabbanu Meir said. That's what Rabbanu Meir said.
Which is the cause and which is the effect?
The cause, according to Rabbanu Meir's assumption. So the cause is hyper invested in the care. And the effect is Gdusha. Gdusha's prayer. So when I come out, So what do we deduce? What Allah has been deduced from that? The shayl is, the basic question is, there is a locher of a meitzim chaver baray. So I mentioned many times here that a meitzim chaver baray has two aspects. One aspect is the biro of a meitzim chaver baray. The biro of Moses. That's chazoke kol mashdir odom shishol. In other words, Ube in Sestashime, you know, the coat you are wearing is really mine. The Jew says, no, it's mine. So then we come to Besi. So Besi will say, Shime is okay. So it's not because it's in Sofi. And see, Shime has possession. So the Allah means yes, it's in possession. It's not in Sofi. Chazoke kol mashdir shole, Shime has it. So that's a riot that it is. So that's the deal of the Lord. But then there is a loche of a mitzvah of a raya will not be subject. Let's say, a machlut for a mitzvah. A machlut for a mitzvah. And we don't know, and then we don't know, and we don't know whether the blood of the four was born a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. If let's say Ruben is the original owner of the pot, and Shimon is the original owner of the Hamid. And then we make exchange. And then the exchange took place at 9 o'clock in the morning. At 9 o'clock in the morning. Then we see there is a blood also. So who gets the blood? So it only depends. If the blood was born before 9, So then the blood belongs to Ruben, the original owner of the ball. But if the blood was born a minute after 9, so the blood belongs to Shimon, the original owner of the Chaver, because he didn't exchange. But we don't know. And they don't know either. I mean, the circumstances. Our sort of character, that's called the Lord of the moment. That we have to consider that the subject is created. Whether it was born in the night, some male, it belongs to the original owner of the Torah, or in the night, so it belongs to the original owner of the Hamayah. So they only say, so Sumcha says Yahweh, but Rabban say, Hamit Mechabeilei, Olvarai, Olvarai. So where can we say it? Shimon's rishus. So that's a raya. So there is no raya. There is no raya because Gabriel said in Chazoke, because a blood of the poor, when they may, can run. So there is no raya on the first place. Shimon's rishus. That it was born in the universe. It was born in it before the shimon. How is it? Is it Shimon's rishus? Because the blood instinctively gravitates to the mother. Still we say, if the blood happens to be in the rishus of Shimon, so then Shimon has it. A mitzvah haverei or alright. It's not on the basis of hero of Chazon. Because I gave this little also okay, es stimmt es, in a shell, it that good points out, but it's on the basis of the suffering of God. Even though we have no evidence to whom we belong, but somebody, we don't know to whom we belong, to whom we should belong, we don't know to whom we should belong. But since one has possession, so the one who has possession has to give. The possessor has to give. Even though Rabbi Ishmael is Daniel, he should belong to the other part, but I'm waiting for the other. Oh, so now, the question is, something prevails, and something prevails, we have something. So, there, we couldn't apply the view of Hazoke Kamashiro in Shalei. In other words, the something where the blood was born to the Behime is the first born of spring, well, not the first born of spring. So you couldn't say that it is seen the prayer in the possession of Israel, it's a raye, but it's not.
Because maybe Rabbi Ishmael is Daniel, that it should belong
that the teaching taught. Some maybe it should belong to the Caliph, some maybe the Bible is the Caliph of the Bible, not the Israel. So he was in Kaddish in somebody else's behavior. So she's not to be righteous. And if somebody else is in the Kaddish after that, so she'll require a get this repeat from the other person, from the other Kaddish. So that's the Shaila. So here, that insofar as the Sophic Din of Mosek, of the Sophic Din of Mosek, where there is no Biro is concerned, so the Aloha is not that he becomes Bala Bali, but a Sophic Bali, because assuming that he's a Bala Bali, why should it be also his Bala Bali? Kavamun assumed that the Isa Bizla Beit, the Kedusha of the Paul, is contingent upon the fact that title to the Paul is best in the game. And here, assuming that the king is the Sophic Bailey, that assuming that the Israel is the Bada Bailey because of the Sophic, so the Israel is the Bada Bailey. So the future of the Torah should be Foka, it should be Mutam Bilabele, and still the Mishnah says, it's also Bilabele. So, Vohche, Sibatam Asuka Vedi, Vohche, the Chacham Atok Tukhem, and Tzini Sinyori, Dikton Amit Simchavere, Yolo Baraye, Ichilu Tokfe, is Asur Bilabele. So it's a Raye that Hikdish of the Lui Tokfo, he's also malicious. No, we can say that Afrikaan is malicious. And the diuk, and that diuk that Rabbanim made, Rosh Hashanah, when the Mishnah says, Hamitz Mechaber Varai, it doesn't say, Kein Hamit, Kein Olav Varai, it just says Hamitz. So, it's Lavdavke, it means Hamitz Mechaber Varai, it means that the Yisroel has a burning book. Even if the Kein grabbed it from the Yisroel. So still, the Yisroel has a burning book, yes.
According to what you said previously, how does the din of the Muchzik B'Safik work? I mean, why should those impostors, how does it work? We say that the status
that if we don't know to whom it should belong, to whom it should belong,
so
the aloha is that title becomes vested if there is spada in the possession.
Is it because that since Bezdin has a Suffolk, they shouldn't decide anything, or?
No, that's the Aloha, that's one of the Ilkas HaTorah, or Hamitzim HaLorai. Whenever there is a Suffolk where the title is vested, it should be vested in Rubin or Shimen, so title becomes vested in the possession.
Vivaba.
Until Bezdin is involved, of course, once Bezdin is involved, it's really interactive with our plan. Then, according to Haiti, it should belong to the Mitzis of them. Then Bezdin will say no title is vested in the Mitzis. But as long as Bezdin is in a state of doubt, so then the possessor acquires title with their stuff. Yes.
So isn't this a serious problem? Because
So Rabbi Muna in the country, Rabbi Muna deduces from the Mishnah that the Sophic Din of Meals of Mishnah Habeo Baraye implies that only Aloche of Momene had the coin take, not that where there is a Sophic, so, and there is no less possession. So the possessor requires title. No, the possessor does not require title. But the halacha is that Momene can continue. We have to continue status quo. So basically asking, we don't know whether it should belong to Kehen or to Israel. but since we don't know in the status quo he is, that we destroy West Kadesh, we have to maintain the next level. But if the Kayan takes the initiative and he acts aggressively and he acquires possession, so then basically we say the title is already vested. So basically we say no title. So we have to maintain the present status quo. The present status quo. The present status quo. So then you ask, so what will happen? So let's say, right now, at the very outset, possession, who has possession in this world? So basically says, the status quo has to be maintained. He has to continue that possession. Then the Kayan acts aggressively. He doesn't listen to basically. And he grabs it. Then the soil comes to complain about this. So then the person says to the soil, well, now the situation is different. Now we have to maintain the present status quo, the new status quo. So then the king, the next day, the king will again grab it. The soil. So the next day, the soil will grab it. The soil will grab it. Then the king will come to the law, he disturbed the upset of the squad. So there is no problem, all right, he has said the squad. Now we have to maintain the presence of the squad. So it will be a ping pong game, all right? So there will be a ping pong game. What's wrong with
the ping pong? If the title is Tal and whoever has it at the moment.
Not title. Title is not Tal, whoever has it at the moment. If we say the title becomes vested in the hands of someone, so then the halacha means the title becomes vested in the hands of the original possessor. Not, it cannot change the title. I mean like the king of the world. I'm only king of the world, I'm only king of the world. Okay. If we say that it is like a ping pong game, so then we say that the whole halacha of Hamitzma, the shop in the king of Moses, is we have we basically cannot upset the status quo. So, we basically cannot upset the status quo. So we may let talk to Kayan these meetings. Now the question is, all the vision, except for us, do not apply the vision to the case of Shosak to the future, except Rashi. Rashi says, Amazing Khabir, because all the guys of India destroy the way, came with the Khabir overall. We thought the king and Joseph destroy it. We heard that Zobach had been destroying the Mitzim Khabir, had been destroying the Mitzim Khabir. So, Rashi is Yochi, and as far as I know, I don't know any Rishi who says, like Rashi, that according to Rabban Yune, so, the Mishneh of Hamit and Habir Olivar Aliyeh has referenced the case of Shosik Lorotzok, of Shosik Lorotzok. Rashi is on that according to Rashi, so Ramuni is saying that when the Mishneh says Hamit and Habir Olivar Aliyeh does imply whoever is the Mitzi has the burden of food, even if the Yisroel is the Mitzi. So he has the burden of proof because presently the king is the mover, so it is reference to the case only if the king were grabbed and the disloyal was shosik, the Hobotzah. Rashi says so. Because all the other thing that disloyal ain't now the king is the Kabul of the Rai. He taught the king the shosik and disloyal was the Hobotzah. Now, since it is reference to the case, the Mishnah is reference to the case of Shosik Yisrael Baritzorah, so obviously it is reference to the case when the Yisrael and the king are taken by the boy, not the Tanishan. Usually we assume that this Mishnah is reference to the case where neither the Yisrael nor the king is taken by the boy. They don't know themselves whether it's a poor or not. They know that the mother had a miscarriage, but whether the mother had a miscarriage of a real fetus, so mainly the present blood is not the core, or the mother had a miscarriage of something that is Rav Almet, that is my Almet. So maybe the present love is it for. Neither the Israel nor the care, presumably, is nothing for his book. They don't know. How do they know? I mean, they put up the cup to watch and they see every moment whether it was Ruach HaKim or Vladimir. They don't know. They know about the miscarriage. Watching the miscarriage mother, they don't know. So Mele, since it's a case of Shemo and Shemo, not of Bori, Bori, so we couldn't say Shosikus of Sova. When can we apply the Shaila of Shosikus of Sova? If it's Bori, Bori, then we can say Shosikus of Sova, it's Idoi. Or you can say, no, it's not Idoi. But if it's a case of Shema Nishema, how could we even consider the question of God? He himself doesn't know, so why should he scream? I mean, why should he keep quiet? He himself doesn't know. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Mune, the Mishnah is referencing the case where it's a boring boy, where the Kayan says, he knows that the blood is a poor because the previous miscarriage was not a miscarriage of Titus, but only of Ruah Baume, of Mai Baume, and the soil says he knows it's not a poor because the previous, he knows, he's sure 100% that the previous miscarriage was a real Titus, and the Mele, this is not a poor. And still the missionary implies, and this Mechavir of Baraye, even the soil made it because the king grabbed it. And the soil at first was chasing, and then he started to scream. So it's still a Mechavir of Baraye. So the question is, why does Rashi apply Rabbi Yunus memory and Biluk to the case of Shasitim? So the answer, the obvious answer is according to Rashi, so the main shaila here was whether the Sotik Din of Yosef implies a din of death. In case of the Sotik, so then the Yosef acquires Gadal Taylor, becomes a Gadal Taylor, regardless of the facts, or the din of Amis Chavur Raye implies just the being of the main echad konti. Not that he becomes a barabai. He doesn't become a barabai. Just we have to maintain the status quo. But there is one difference between Rashi and the Abarashi. According to the Abarashi, so if we assume that Talmid Zimchavur Raya does not imply Allah, that the Muzek acquires type becomes a qualifier. Just that we have to maintain the status quo, then it can be treated like a ping pong game too. If he acquires and becomes a qualifier, then it cannot be treated like a ping pong game. First Ruben is violent, then Shimon is violent, then Ruben again is violent, then Shimon again is violent, then Ruben again is violent. Because if the aloha for this Mechalele Baha'i implies a deed that the Moses becomes a Baha'i violin, so it means the original Moses, the one who has possession at the time that the Shabbat is near. When the problem arises, not each day, it shifts. In other words, because one day, so Shimon has possession. So Shimon is the Baha'i violin. The next day, Ruben has possession. So Ruben is the Baal Baal. The next day again Shimon has possession. So Shimon again is the Baal Baal. And the following day Ruben again has possession. So again Ruben the Baal Baal. That wouldn't make sense. If the Aloha Mishra Baal implies it means it becomes the Muzik becomes the Baal Baal, so it means the non-Muzik, the original possessor, the one who has had possession at the time the shopping is near, not that it shifts like a ping pong game. if when you come to Adam Shane, if the Aloha Pavitim Haver Rai is not then the possessor becomes the body of Rai. Just best in passing, we have to maintain the status quo, so then we can shift by the people. So if Ruvain has possession, so the status quo is that Ruvain should continue to have possession. If the next day she has possession, so the status quo that is to be continued is that there's a quo that changes possession. If the following day Ruvain again grabs it and he has possession, so again Bezdin would say that the present status quo he has to continue. And if the following day again Shimon grabs it, so again Bezdin will say that the present status quo has to be continued. That's according to Adam Shimon. According to Rashi, it's not that. According to Rashi, it's not the starter. That status quo should shift, should change like a pink pong. So even if the Aloha is not that the possessor becomes the Bala Baya, the Aloha is only that the present past, that the status quo cannot be upset. So it doesn't mean the present status quo, no matter what it is. No, it means the original status quo. The original status quo has to come. The original status quo has to come. It's not like, you know, when the state of Israel, you know. So when the state of Israel was founded, so then an agreement was made between the religious parties and the secular parties that the status quo has to be maintained, the status quo. But every year, the status quo changes because the reform rabbis bring suit and then they obtain the ruling from the Supreme Court that a reform convert has to be registered. Has to be registered as a Jewess, and then the status quo changes. So that's a ping pong. And the point of the Rashi, even when it's halacha, the status quo has to be maintained. So the status quo cannot change like a ping pong game. So it has to be the original status quo. Not every day it will be a new status quo. Not that every day it should be a new status quo. So in Lele, Rashi is forced, according to Rabbi Lele, that by the Mishnah of Sophic Prayers, to the case of Tok Vikeyem, the Shoshit Yisroel, the Holotok. Then we say in Mitzvah, the Tok Vikeyem and Tzobach Mitzvah and the Yisroel was Tzobach Mitzvah Batei, then it certainly Mitzvah. So even if we say the Tok Vikeyem is in Tzimis Yodei, so it's only in the case of Tok Vikeyem, Bishoshit Yisroel, Yehodotzorach. So we have a new subject that is created. Maybe there is a joy on the part of the Israelites. So Melee, so that's the original status quo at the time of the new subject that is created. So maybe we can say in this way, but suppose it's up in prayers, and then the king, and who is the original possessor? The Yisroel. Then the king grabs it, and the Yisroel is Tzobach Mitzchilo Latzov, then it's certainly the Tzimis Yavaki. Because even if we assume that the whole Aloha HaMitzvah HaRegel Abayi is one of the main Eichet Kohen Teikot. So it means not that the possessor at the time the Sophic Prayer becomes the Bala Baya, but just based on customs that we have to maintain the status quo. So we have to maintain what status quo? The status quo that changes like in ping pong? No. We have to maintain the status quo that existed at the time the Sophic was Nila. And if at the time the Sophic was Nila, when the baby was born, so what was the status quo? That the possession is was in the hands of the Israel. So that status quo has been maintained lay on void unless a new socket is created. And then, so the status quo that exists at the time the new socket is created, that status quo has to be maintained. So in the case of Tokhikir and the Israel was Tzorach and Chilabatso, then no new socket is created, only the old socket, whether it's a paw or it's not a paw. And at the time when that socket was laid out, whether it was a paw and not a paw, who had possession? The Israel. So the status quo was a status quo of possession by the Israel. So melee, that status quo has to be maintained, even if the Kayah is absent, and it's already the possession of the Kayah, because at the time the socket was laid, the status, the possession was in the hands of the Israel. So that possession in the hand of the Israel has to be maintained. But in the case of Tokhikir, and the Israel was shoshik from Yisrik Shabbat, so then it's a socket, maybe there is a doye on the part of the Israel that the socket prayer belongs to the Kayah. Or maybe it's not a doye, because Chodori Rabbonah. So now, when the Kayah grabs it and the Israel is shoshik from Shabbat, we have a new socket taking place. And the time when the new socket takes place, whether there is a doye on the part of the Israel or not. So, who has possession? The Kayah. Some there will retain the present possession made by the Kayah. This is Rashi. Yes.
When we say that it's that for the Israel, it's usher to share it and to work in it. That's the right thing.
Because that, even though. According to Ramune, the future of the poor is contingent on title being vested in the Kayah, and in the Kayah where title is vested, it is Baba in the soil, so then there is no future. So why it doesn't do that? The answer is, we don't know, we are not sure the title is vested in the soil. The title is vested in the Kayah. Why doesn't the king get it? Because the soil has possession, so maybe we have to continue the status quo.
Is it also by the general or just by this? Is it?
Nobody is allowed to because it's a fetish, there are things on the earth.
So all the Israel can do is have to sit there and feed it until it dies. So.
Exactly.
Can you put it out in the field a little bit? Can you let it graze until it gets a real good moon?
That's right. Can do that.
And then it can be...
That's what he's done today. When there's a cold.
But don't you need someone who is matter of color's matter to say that that's a moon?
What? Okay. We find out that there is a something out.
So today we couldn't use it anyway?
No, I mean... Today you could also determine that it's moon in the afternoon today, whether it's moon or not.
What if the Kohen takes it and he uses it?
What is that?
What if the Kohen has it in his possession?
Yeah.
And he uses it like fooling?
He's not allowed. So the king is not allowed to be male in the country, just like in his soil is not allowed. He's not allowed. He's not allowed. He's male in the country, if he does that.
Could we take that as a sign that he's motive to the Israel?
No. No, it's only a sign that he's in the Israel. That's all. Nothing else. Alright. So that's the reason as to why Rashi explained it wisely to the king.
The Kundad Rishon, so this is the case of just Shasak?
Right.
Kundad Rishon, this is the case of...
Kundad Rishon is a little different Shasak Tzavah, because it's Shemo Rishemo. What then do you do? whether he sees it or sweet.
But according to
he says himself, he doesn't know the fact.
But according to Rashi, it would have to be shot saltava, because if not, then it would be, then it would stay in the hands of the Kohen. It would stay in the hands of Israel.
Well, because even if we assume that the Israel does not become invalid, but just on the basis of the Meir and the Kohen pig, that means we have to maintain the status quo. No status quo. The original status quo. Not the status quo that shifts like a ping pong game ball.
Why do we say that it's Shem and Shem? I mean, they're both saying it's a... Each one says it's nine, no. It's Vada.
The truth of the Gemara is that the Mishnah has reference to a case of Shem and Shem. How do they know whether it's a poem? How do they know?
He says, I saw it. Say that. So he is a Jew.
So if he says, but who says that this has reference to the case? Well, each one is being thankful. So we pray, we don't know. Can she feel a little bit from her? Something double up in the prayer or something quarter to her. No one knows. The doctor doesn't know either. No one knows.
And such a title of Shema that Cohen is going to come and take it away?
Why did that?
And a title of Shema, he's going to come and take it away?
Why not? Why not? That we couldn't be patient from the Mishnah in Tares the Tokpikeyan is anything. We could say the Tokpikeyan is anything. But he wasn't patient. So, and they said, no, there is a riot, the Tokpikeyan is Nitzilnis. Why? How do you say it? The Tokpikeyan is Nitzilnis. As a great case, the most real is Arsay. I love it, I wish I could praise the Tokpikeyan is in your day. As great as the common before, she is so to speak in the Hamei. The map is so long there. Laughed me, should I do the arts when she told me to care. Shalit in Hamei over Marie. The people in the Hamei are very small. Now I'm glad. Keeping Israel has a prayer made of hero. So that he has to be born in the Kenyan. And then the Kenyan is marked with the people and then like that. Suppose the Israel has a prayer in the Kenyan. And he gives to Israel. So then the Aroch Hanim, the prayer, the Petah HaMeir, is also valid. But he has a need. He has an option. And if you redeem the Hamei, then the Yisra Hamei, and that was how long